The U.S. government owns a strange machine at a lab near here in Washington. Inside is a stack of stainless steel that weighs 1 million pounds. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce explains.
The control room of this machine looks just like it did when it was built in 1965.
Okay.
Rick Seifert leans over a green console and fiddles with some knobs and switches. I watch a red hand move on a dial.
We just put 50,000 pounds of force on it, and now we're approaching 100,000 pounds of force.
The numbers on the dial go all the way up to 1 million. This lab is at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, and it is dedicated to the precise measurement of force. Seifert says force is just a pull or a push.
Anybody can think about this. Push your palms together, push together, that's compression force.
Then he links his hands together and tries to pull them apart.
That's a tension force.
Being able to measure force is important for building just about anything. Skyscrapers, medical devices, airplanes.
You know, we all drive cars. Every bit of steel in that car has been measured as to its capability to withstand certain forces.
Across the room from us is a metal contraption. That's where this machine either smashes or stretches whatever's inside. Right now, what's in there looks like a squat paint can. It's a device that measures force. It's here to be calibrated. That's the kind of job this machine does for clients like aerospace companies or the military. And the way this machine generates 1 million pounds of force is simple. It's called a deadweight machine because it just picks up 1 million pounds of dead weight and lets it hang there. We go downstairs to see the weights. They're stainless steel discs, 10 feet across. They're arranged in a stack and hang in a pit that goes down 3 stories.
Think about a bathroom scale. We step on a bathroom scale. The scale registers because our bodies are generating a force upon that bathroom scale. Gravity's pulling us down. The same thing happens with this big machine. It pulls down on something that we are putting in the laboratory upstairs.
When the job is done, it carefully lowers its steel weights back down to the floor.
When they sit back down, you get this low rumble like a bull elephant. Boom.
Some of these weights had become slightly damaged over the years, so Seifert and his team recently did repairs. That meant taking the machine apart for the first time ever. The job was nerve-wracking. He was worried they'd accidentally destroy this thing. Luckily, the people who built it 5 decades ago stashed away extra parts and special wrenches.
These cabinets were filled with stuff that was like a time capsule. They were filled with tools from 50 years ago.
He says now that it's all fixed up, it could keep going another 50 years. The million-pound deadweight machine just restarted earlier this month and is busy working through a backlog of eager customers.
It's famous in its own right because it is the largest such machine in the world.
So should the U.S. be proud that we have this?
Oh, we are. In fact, that was one of the main reasons that the thing was restored and refurbished.
He says there's no other machine like this. The next biggest one in Germany is just half its size. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.